How would you like to have your top clients be your top strategists to give you the advice so you could really accelerate your success even more? Well, in this short video, I'm going to walk you through how you can create an advisory board of your top clients. I'm John Bowen, CEO of CEG Worldwide, and you're watching the CEG Advisor Edge. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss these insights.
The CEG Advisor Edge. Essential insights. Real results.
What's your best source of insights in growing and running a great advisory business? I got to tell you, it's your very own clients. I mean, these are smart people. And when you combine these smart people in a collaborative environment, what's going to happen is you are going to get great results. Now, this is really what the benefit of a client advisory board is. We want to ensure that you're delivering a world-class client experience. And by working with your advisory board, you can benchmark yourself against your competition. You can go ahead and conduct targeted marketed research because you've got the market, you know, the targeted market on your advisory board, and they're going to point you in the right direction. You can build even greater client loyalty by engaging your top clients in your success. And one of my favorite things is they help identify new opportunities for you to be even more successful. So how do we get started? Number one, you want to identify the ideal board members. Now, when we're talking about the board members, you want to get your top clients. But when we talk about top clients, we want top clients who you have good chemistry with. They're movers and shakers in the niche that you want to work with. They understand not only their niche, but they really want to make a difference and help their members of their community be even more successful. And they really understand the experience you're delivering, the value that you're bringing. And they're interested in helping you be even more successful. Okay. What we're not looking for is, you know, complainers or somebody that doesn't really appreciate or doesn't use your service. Also, we see many advisors really want to bring other professionals on, the accountants, the attorneys. We recommend that you don't do that because when they're on the board in the meetings, what happens is they want to impress the other people. We're not looking for that. You're going to be the facilitator of these board meetings. And the goal is to create a great experience where you can really have them share with you on how you're doing, you know, how you're delivering this great client experience, what could you do to be even better, and then how can you be even better at serving that community and attracting more of the right people so that you can make sure that they maximize the probability of achieving all that's important to them. So that's the first step. We want to identify the ideal board members. And then the second step is we want to conduct an initial informal meeting. And this is where we can have kind of an exploratory meeting of where they're positioned, where they are now. And the way I like to really start it out is I want to ask them about the experience of working together because we want to make sure they're really satisfied. And to the extent they have insights on how you can be even better is great. But then we want to focus in on how we can really serve that community. We want to ask them about the concerns that they're hearing about the community. Who else is serving that community? Where are people getting together? Where are the media, the journals, the trade press for that community? And then how would, if they were us, knowing what they know, what would we, can we do to serve that community better? And you'll just find, you know, for the right people that should be on the board, they're going to be sharing all kinds of ideas. And I've just had so many meetings when I was an advisor first, and then with the advisors who have the privilege of coaching, this has been huge. So go ahead and conduct this meeting. You know, and I like to do it socially. It can be over coffee is one of the best things to do. You want to do it outside their office. And then if they're the right one, bring them on as a member of the board. Now, in these board meetings, what do we want to do is we want to have the meeting structured. You know, the interview can be informal, but the board meetings have to be structured. They have to be where there's really value created. Typically, we're seeing about twice a year these meetings are done. They can be done over a typically, you know, meeting and then a social dinner or a good wine tasting, nice restaurant, private room, you know, so the conversations can continue. But it's all about what can we do to better serve the community. Now, some of the more powerful things, you can bring a facilitator in or, you know, work with a coaching organization, provide all kinds of framing of this, because these are, you know, your top clients, and they're going to judge you by not only the way you run this meeting, but more importantly, on the subsequent meetings, how you report the actions that you took and the results that you got. Now, if you want to grow your business, this is one of the best ways to do it. CEG, we're here to help you do this. And one of the things that we do is we offer you a complimentary consultation on how you can accelerate your business even more. We call it a best year ever consultation. We want to get your the next 12 months to be your best year ever. And then that's a foundation. So you're building upon it each and every year going forward. If you have a net income of over $200,000, you can go to the link below or on the side, depending on where you're watching this video, and click on the best year ever consultation. And what it will do is open up a form, you fill out the form, and then you'll be able to click and schedule a time with one of our consultants. What the consultant will do is ask you a series of questions about where you are now, where you want to go, and what are the gaps. And then they'll create a mind map that we call the total advisor profile. It's really going to show you a snapshot of where you are now and where you want to go. And we hear so much positive feedback about that. But then they're going to schedule a meeting, a follow-up conversation with one of our strategists. And they're going to review the mind map with you, the total advisor profile. And then what's going to happen is they're going to then identify the three things. They're going to do it in writing, but they're going to walk you through on the phone. Three things we would do if we were in your shoes to really accelerate your success, and the three simplest things to accelerate your success. As we do this, we're going to also look to see whether we, as a coaching organization, could help you tremendously, because we only work with people we make a huge impact with. And if we think we are the right ones, we'll give you an ROI calculator, return on investment, and show you the impact we'd make. Now, we're not right for everyone, but this consultative process is, if you make over $200,000 in net income, it will help you really accelerate your success. Your clients and your future clients, they're counting on you. Don't let them down. We wish you the best of success.
The CEG Advisor Edge. Essential insights, real results.